CATL takes lead in solid-state EV battery tech. CATL has filed an international patent detailing its solid-state battery cell and electrolyte material, which can help overcome one of the biggest challenges in bringing this new tech to market. The company's advancements in new battery chemistries, including sodium ion and solid state, promise to unlock considerable improvements in driving range, charging speeds, and safety. CATL has widened its lead in the global EV battery market last year, accounting for nearly 40% sales. To stay ahead, the company is advancing new battery chemistries, including sodium ion and solid state, promising to unlock considerable improvements in driving range, charging speeds, and safety. A new patent published by the World Intellectual Property Organization, WIPO, offers a closer look at how CATL's solid-state battery system works. The patent, titled Positive Electrode Sheet, Solid-State Battery Cell, Battery Device, Electric Device, and Positive Electrode Active Material and Preparation Method Therefore, was published on March 5, 2026. CATL developed a positive electrode plate that uses a fluorine containing lithium salt and sulfide solid-state electrolyte materials. The fluorine-based solution has good high-temperature stability, while the sulfide electrolyte material can be decomposed to generate lithium fluoride, LiF, which is used to create the solid electrolyte layer. By acting as a sort of shield on the battery anode, the material stabilizes the electrolyte, therefore extending the battery's life while enabling faster charging. This innovation has significant implications for the industry, as it could enable vehicles to travel longer distances without needing to recharge. While the patent doesn't reveal a timeline, according to Carnoose China, CATL has already begun pilot production of solid-state EV batteries with an energy density of 500 Wh/kg. The company is working towards beginning small-scale production by 2027, in line with China's national standard for solid-state batteries set to be established in July. CATL's chief scientist, Wu Kai, has said that the company is focused on scaling 60Ah cells for automotive use ahead of mass production, which is expected closer toward the end of the decade. This focus on scalability will be crucial in bringing this technology to market and meeting growing demand for electric vehicles. In 2025, CATL filed 311 international patents alone, 37% more than the previous year. Several companies have announced breakthroughs in solid-state batteries as the new battery tech moves from the lab to the real world. This increased innovation is driving progress towards widespread adoption of electric vehicles. CATL's timeline aligns with most others, such as Toyota, Volkswagen, and BYD, which also plan to begin small-scale production over the next year or two, with mass production scheduled for around 2030. As these companies move forward with their plans, it will be interesting to see how they integrate solid-state battery technology into their vehicles. The new battery tech will likely be used in higher-end electric vehicles before being rolled out to mass-market models. While solid-state EV batteries have been shown to enable significantly higher energy density, longer driving range, and faster charging, they are only one part of the puzzle. Other battery chemistries, such as sodium ion and LFP, will also play a crucial role in enabling more affordable, efficient, and sustainable options over the next few years.